And now for today's commentary. Back from Cuba, a country that holds great promise, but will never prosper until the oppressive hand of communism is lifted. And now it's time for my year 2000 predictions. First, I need to score my predictions made last year. I think I was too optimistic. In the face of the Monica Lewinsky scandal, I thought the president would be desperate to do something, some big things, to help improve his legacy. I was just dreaming. I expected meaningful tax relief, a fix for Social Security and Medicare. It could have been the deal of the decade. But there was no deal. I was right when I said the Freedom to Farm Bill would not be altered. I predicted $40 hogs, and although we didn't quite get there, we came close. A huge improvement over fall 98. I said the Y2K problem would prove to be the most overrated problem of the year, and it sure was. And now, what about year 2000, the new millennium? Freedom to farm will not be altered. But Congress, to the rescue, farmer support checks will be coming in just in time for next fall's election. The GMO debate will continue to rage on with no resolution. Interest rates are on the rise but should top out before year's end. And on the trade front, the president wants the Congress to vote early on admitting China to the World Trade Organization. That's not likely. The Democrats don't want to vote on China WTO. Organized labor is against it. Teamster President James Hoffa said, "We will flood every congressional office with phone calls, letters, and visits." Also, a very important piece of trade legislation, ending the unilateral food embargoes that deny us markets, should pass this year. We sure hope it does. And finally, politics. George W. Bush and Al Gore to square off next November. Bush, the winner. Get your spirits up. This is a year the farm economy turns a corner. And I am John Block from Washington.